Carolina, the PGA Tour in Texas, and now as they head to Augusta today, the Major League Baseball weekend, coaching turnover in the basketball program at Clemson, awful news for Clemson and when recruiting in women's basketball, and softball losing 2 out of 3 up at Virginia Tech. It's going to be a unbelievable show. Can't wait to hear from you. We'll do it via text. We'll do it via phone lines, and I'm doing it via remote today. On a spring break trip with my family down at my in-laws, and that means Will Clanton is back there in the spooky studio by himself. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing good. Good to hear from you. I hate not seeing you, but I'm hoping you're having a great long weekend.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. So my wife and kids are on spring break this week. So we were going to go beach for a couple of days, and look, my kids love coming to my in-laws, to the grandparents, and matter of fact, I'm doing a show, Will. I don't know if you've done it with me before, from the kitchen where my mother-in-law makes this like 17 course Thanksgiving Day meal. We do a show every Friday from here now, and the Friday of Thanksgiving, I should say, and so I'm at the site now, but there's not 17 things going on. Normally she gets up like 3 a.m. starts cooking turkey and all that stuff. That's not happening now. A lot more quiet now. Anyway, we were going to go to the beach, but like, the highs are in the low 60s at the beach, mid-60s, and we're like, well, that means it's going to be 50s most of the day, so won't do that. So decided to stay here, maybe do a and I'm going to be here just for a couple days. I'll come back. They'll stay for a few more days, I think. But we'll do a zoo trip, Riverbank Zoo. We'll do a Children's Museum trip. I might take Drake to one of their baseball games, either South Carolina or their minor league team, the opening night of the minor league team. Might do a little of that next couple of days. But yesterday, buddy, I got to tell you this. As I ask you about your weekend. First, like, tell me, how's your weekend?
Oh, fantastic weekend.
Awesome.
Just
any highlights?
Yeah, I didn't get the extra Friday off like you did and most people did.
Yeah.
But
right.
Just got a lot of stuff done. Got some yard work in. It wasn't as cold as it's going to be this week, but I utilized that to spend some time outside, and man, yeah, a lot of sports going on.
Nice. I did golf Friday. I did golf Saturday, and I came down here Saturday night. And yesterday was an awesome Easter. I hope everybody's Easter was great. It was an awesome Easter with the kids. Now, Easter Bunny and Easter Sunday with kids is a little different than if you don't have them, man. It's really cool. They got all that. But yesterday afternoon, my son is he's an outdoorsman now, man. Like, it's all about going outdoors now. So, besides throwing football and baseball and all that stuff and tennis balls, now we're working on fly balls with tennis balls so it doesn't knock his teeth out on us, you know, hits him in the face. Yesterday, my sister lives about 20 minutes from here, and they're farmers, and they've got a bunch of nine ponds on their property, whatever. So, Drake wanted to go fishing. And check out my Twitter, buddy, because I put up the picture of him at his first solo fish. Casted it out there, hooked it, set the hook, and got him up on shore with about a two-pound bass, man, something like that. You know, in bass terms, you say 3 pounds. So you always exaggerate it. You know, probably 2 or 3 pounds, you know, something like that. Maybe 3 pounds, but it's not 3 pounds. Maybe 2 or 3 pounds. Anyway, good-looking fish. So that was the highlight of the Easter Sunday around here, which is great. And then today, like I said, him and his granddad will go fishing today. Probably I might go with him later on today and might do a little zoo. So anyway, it's going to be a great, great weekend for sure. What are we going to do in segment two today, Will?
I want to get right into it because I still have a lot of questions about what is now 5 years and one transfer.
Okay. Let's get into it. President Trump issued that executive order. Fantastic. So that's really cool to see. And look, I don't have any hope that it's going to last. I think that what's going to happen is, like everything else, it will be taken to court. And then who knows, man? Who knows if it's going to hold up in court? Who knows how all that's going to work. We'll get into it today. Certainly looking forward to that. One thing I want to talk about today is that if you're headed down to Augusta National, and by the way, Will, let me know if we get Alan from Greenville checking in, because he's already there, and he might be calling in from Augusta National. As you know, we'll get that Augusta National Augusta National caller ID. And, you know, so we get him on the air about going there. But if you're going down for the golf tournament today, let me know. Practice rounds today, let me know. We can get into that. I will tell you this, one of the great things, and, you know, sometimes I come on this week because, you know, practice rounds are all week long. And sometimes I'll say, hey, look, if you got practice round tickets for Monday and Tuesday, great. If tickets for Thursday and Friday, great. But, like, Wednesday looks like rain. And then Saturday it's like rain. Well, let me tell you this. Let me give you the rain percentages today, or this week, okay? This is at in Augusta, okay? 0% chance today, 70 degrees. 0% chance tomorrow, 75 degrees. 0% chance of rain on Wednesday, 68 degrees. 2% chance of rain on Thursday, 73 degrees. 6% chance of rain on Friday, not 60, 6, 79 degrees. And then it gets hot this weekend. 85 degrees on Saturday, 6% chance of rain. 86 degrees on Sunday, 6% or 4% chance of rain. It's not going to rain all week long. That means the golf course is going to be firm and fast. But that means if you're a patron and you pay $2,000 for tickets, then, man, you're golden this week. You got nothing to worry about. You're going to go down and have a great time. I say that to ask you this, Will. Have you ever been down?
I have not. Okay. I've been to Augusta, just not to Augusta National. Yeah.
It's my favorite sporting event in the world. We'll talk about it all week long in that it is a spectator's paradise. First of all, the membership there, what they've been able to do, how unbelievable they are with all of their accommodations to the fans. It is refreshing to see that you don't bring cell phones in. I know that drives some people crazy, but you don't see any of that. How warm and welcoming even the guards at the gate, the security gates are. And then just, like I said, the food prices, how affordable they are. I'll give you those later this week. And then the access to the golf course and the players and all. It really is first class. And then from a viewing standpoint, what they do and how they do it. And the apps, they get the best app in all of the world. There is no better app, no more technology than what you see there. So, as a texture said, a tradition unlike any other. It is my favorite sporting event of the year. So, coming up this week at Augusta, my sister and niece are going, and they're doing the map and pin thing today, or map and flag. It was, yeah, map and flag thing today, which is an unbelievable experience, which I've never done that before. But man, they'll have a great time for sure. All right, so we'll talk about Trump stuff coming up, the executive order coming up. Let me tell you the other big news in sports, obviously tonight, Michigan and UConn. The semifinals really were truly, I think, phenomenal played basketball games. UConn, and what Dan Hurley's been able to do has just been amazing. They take down Illinois, precision take down Illinois by 9. And then the nightcap, you know, there's people thinking that Arizona is one of the most talented teams we've seen in the last couple of 3 seasons here, and future NBA players everywhere. Michigan dismantled Arizona, 91-73, and it wasn't close really from the beginning. So that sets up tonight's national championship game from Indianapolis. 8:50 is a little bad news there. That's going to tip off so late, but 8:50 on TBS, True TV, and HBO Max. That's right. The national championship game is on TBS. So, and Skip Carey's not doing a game anyway. Second seed UConn, top seed Michigan. Michigan is a 7.5-point favorite tonight. Will, did you get a chance to watch the semifinals?
I did, yes. I did not get to watch the majority of UConn Illinois. Came in a little late there, but I was expecting essentially a de facto national championship game between Arizona and Michigan, and I almost feel like we were robbed.
Yeah, because that was supposed to be a great one. It was never close. And now you look at what Michigan has done in this tournament. It's a little like what we did in the regular season. So Michigan's won by 21 over Howard. They won by 23 over St. Louis. They won by 13 over Alabama. They beat Tennessee in the quarters by 33. And then they won by 18 Saturday night. So now setting up UConn, they're playing unbelievable basketball. That was the same team, remember, earlier in the year where out west or in one of those tournaments, they beat Auburn, who was 21st in the country, by 30. They beat Gonzaga by 40. Like, this just looks like a team. And you know what's interesting about this team, too, is that they're made up of a bunch of transfers, but the transfers were good but not superstar players at their previous school. And Dustin May's gotten the most out of them. That's an unbelievable accomplishment for his team. 36-3, and the 7.5-point favorite to win the national championship there. Did you watch any of the women's basketball this weekend, Will?
I did not watch the championship game yesterday afternoon, thank goodness. Very surprised by, one, the route, the way in which UCLA won, and really the fact that UCLA was able to pull it off.
Despite being the underdog, because they were lined underdogs to South Carolina.
Yes.
Gamecocks were 3.5-point favorites, and it's rare that Vegas misses it that bad, but a 3.5-point favorite lost by 28. Now, let me say this, because when I went to the golf course Saturday, all anybody was talking about was the Geno and Dawn Staley stuff. Now, to my point was, I said, well, A, I'm not sure the whole thing wasn't staged, at least by Geno. His team played terrible for the first time this year. Maybe if he does something like that, again, I'm not saying that he did, but you know, hey, it takes some pressure off a team and off the awful performance that he had. B, it might have distracted South Carolina, maybe moving forward. Who knows? But I'll say this, that my lasting memory of the whole thing now is, and I'm not sure, look, if you're a Gamecock fan, you know Dawn's right and Geno's wrong. If you're a UConn fan, you know Geno's right and Dawn's wrong. I don't know. I don't care. To me, one of the stupidest things is that Dawn's going to beat up a man. Like, I'll beat his butt. She didn't say butt, but I'll kill Geno, whatever. Or I'll beat his ass, whatever. Okay. A man and a woman aren't going to fight. So that's a fake thing. That's like wrestling. That ain't going to happen, right? And the other thing is, in the end, Geno lost by 14 in his final game, and Dawn Staley lost by 28 in her final game. Maybe you take a little idea of it ain't all about you all the time, you know? Maybe let's let – because here's the thing, Will. I can't name UCLA's coach. I know who Geno is, but I know he lost by 14. I know who Dawn Staley is, but I know she lost by 28. I don't know UCLA's coach. I mean, in a way, kind of a powerful message, isn't it?
You're not wrong, yeah.
Let's make the thing about the players. Let's make the thing about anything but you and your egos. And, again, can you name me UCLA's coach? No clue.
I can't.
For a billion.
I read it for the first time leading into – the game yesterday. I know that they made a big point over Dawn Staley and UCLA's coach shaking hands at half court. It's just I don't have any reason to have a positive perception about Dawn Staley, especially in terms of her versus somebody else. But I think she was in the right on this one. And we should not be choosing sides. We should be saying, wow, those players are amazing. But again, hard to look bad against Dawn Staley if you're cheering for a team that's the rival of her school.
Well, not just that. Like, again, I think in the initial confrontation, I think that Geno was wrong. From what I know, and I don't know everything, from what I know, it looked like he was wrong. But then we turned it into Dawn's going to beat his ass. Like, she's not going to fight. A man and a woman aren't going to fight each other. What are we talking about, man? Anyway, UCLA, 28-point victory over South Carolina National Championship game. What I didn't have time to, we're going to get into later in the show, is Clemson's offense coming alive. Tigers take 2 out of 3 at Stanford and score 25 runs this weekend. And that was nice to see finally. 21-12 overall now, 4-8 in the league. And they play at Santa Clara tonight. Eric Backage will be with us tomorrow morning early from the West Coast before they take off. And then they'll face North Carolina this weekend. Gamecocks lose 2 out of 3 to Texas over the weekend. Georgia sweeps top 5 Mississippi State on the road. We'll get into those a little bit later on. J.J. Spahn wins in Texas on the PGA Tour. That's great. Braves split with Arizona. 2 games apiece. The Braves are now 6-4. Awful news for Clemson women's basketball. Trinity Jones let out of her scholarship papers. The 5-star, top 5 player, top 10 player, is now out. And don't know where she's going to go. But, I mean, that's just – you got to believe that's money thing. And that's just my gut tells me on that one. And then Brad Burnell loses 2 more assistants. That's 4 assistants now. Sean Dixon to Louisville, Lucas McKay to Oklahoma. He's got to replace 2 more in this, or maybe 2 more. He's got to replace 2 more because the other 3 took 3 spots. We'll talk about that a little bit. And Clemson softball is 2-3 to a ranked Virginia Tech team. A lot to do here. We'll come back. We'll get with Will Clanton, talk of the executive order and what that means to college athletics in the big picture there. When we do, I do want to tell you quickly about Patterson Tax Service. It is a week from Wednesday, folks. Will, you got yours done? Is it all finished up?
So close.
Okay. Week from Wednesday. You can file an extension, but don't. Don't risk it for the biscuit. Go ahead and let's take care of it. Let's get it done. Drop them off. Make your quick appointment. See if they can get you in, get you out. Marty and Joni and Russell and Donnie would love to see you. They'd love to take care of you. As they finish things up, I'll get my friend Russell back. We can talk about sports at some point in time. Go by and get your taxes done this week. Take care of it. PATTX.com, PATTX.com. You might be waited. You might run into a big bump in the road. You might never realize, hey, I can't do these like I used to could. There's some extenuating circumstances now. Let's let the Patterson Tax Service do your taxes. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Jed makes a good point. Gino apologized, by the way. And that's good. He needed to. He was wrong. But he did apologize to Don. So that's good. All right, short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clanton right after this.
We do it every Thursday night in downtown Seneca. It's Jazz on the Alley. Happy Hour starts at 5:30, and the main act starts at 7. So grab all your friends and bring them on down to get a little taste of Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in Seneca. Here's just a few sounds that you're going to hear every Thursday.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
And like we always say, bring your chairs just in case, because the Alley and Temple Street fill up every Thursday night. Make your plans, bring your friends, and come on down and experience a little Jazz on the Alley in downtown Seneca. If you want to keep up with who's playing each and every Thursday, it's so easy. Just follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. Grab your friends and come on down for a little Jazz on the Alley.
A few years ago when I was struggling with weight, it wasn't that I had a weight problem. It's just that my body was in survival mode, and no medication, crash diet, or app is going to fix that. The popularity of those GLP-1 drugs are exploding, and for some they're a useful tool, but they don't address why your body started storing fat in the first place. At PhD Weight Loss, unwanted weight is treated as a symptom, a signal that your stress response, metabolism, and hormones need attention. When those symptoms are corrected, the weight comes off naturally, and more importantly, it stays off. I've seen it for myself as I lost 67 pounds with PhD, and I've kept it off. Right now, call PhD Weight Loss and mention Mike V. You'll get 2 weeks free in the program, and they'll even pay for your food. That's a $1,500 value, completely free. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention Mike V. Again, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. No more guessing, no more short-term fixes, just a smarter way forward.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist, 260-0080.
When it comes to protecting what matters, trust Ben Mason Insurance for truly personalized coverage. Are you tired of searching the web only to be flooded by endless calls and emails? Skip the hassle. One call to Ben Mason Insurance brings you a comprehensive plan for your auto, home, or life insurance, all tailored to your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100. Your needs come first. Call today and experience real service.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Roma Bio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more.
Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Get real value where it counts at Carolina Lawn and Tractor, family owned and operated for over 40 years. Now through April 30th, save on John Deere compact tractors with 0% financing for 84 months or up to $3,000 cash savings. All John Deere Gator XUVs have 1.9% for 36 months or 2.9% for 48 months. Visit our full parts and service facility at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. An awesome Monday. I hope you had an incredible Easter weekend. I hope it was a long weekend for you and some family time and all that. That was awesome. Hey, I'll tell you about Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Blue Ridge Heating and Air does an incredible job with their Tiger Tune-Up Special right now. I love saving you money as a listener and rewarding you for listening to us every single day. And I'm going to tell you, you can save up to $100, over $100 actually, on your Tiger Tune-Up Special. As the temperature climbs and we're going to have a hot summer again, let's make sure that the air conditioning in the home right now, that HVAC unit, is working at peak efficiency. And let's don't have those high energy bills. Let's don't have a machine that's struggling. Let's make sure it goes and goes well for you. The way to do that, $89 right now, Tiger Tune-Up Special. My great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, with Chris and Ben, the company that put together these great employees. They have a great atmosphere over there and great culture, and these men and women love working there and doing a terrific job for you. Take advantage of it. Tiger Tune-Up Special right now, $89, which is $100 in savings, and making sure that you're in great shape at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
Before I get into some of the questions that I have about the executive order, how about that Clemson baseball team finally yes, rebounding and taking the series yesterday, 2-1, albeit against Stanford. But, man, offensive explosion. And Mark Fultz, for me, it's yes, been amazing to see him finally catch on.
Yeah, and look, if you think about where this team is potentially, they – and a purified injury is still one of the things that is going to hurt the club a little bit till he's back. I was talking to another head baseball coach in Division I baseball the other day. And I was talking about Clemson and what they're going up against. He knew a little bit about it, but not a lot. Obviously, he's got his team and what they're doing in their league and all that stuff. And he says, but he goes, if you lose a guy like Purify and the other guys aren't playing, when he goes, there's very little pressure that the offense puts on the defense, on the pitching staff and the defense. And Purify was a guy that added pressure there. And if you think about it, they had crooked numbers in a 9-3 win in eight hits. And they had, make sure I've got my walks right here, seven walks and got on once with an error through that. And so they had base runners everywhere on Friday night. And I stayed up, by the way, I stayed up late for that one. I wanted to text EB afterwards and say, man, just thank you. Had the chance to win the second game and blew that. in game two. And then yesterday just kept piling on, tacking on 18 hits yesterday. That was really nice to see. Two walks, that's 20 base runners. Oh, Stanford made 3 errors, 23 base runners in this one. And the offense was alive and nice to see. And you mentioned it, man. Fultz, he's got some power. And Claiborne at the top of the lineup now with speed, a little bit of power there. You get those two guys, I think that you're just a better team, better defensive team, and then a better offensive team. But, you know, you might have to go some growing pains with them, but that's your best lineup, is getting those guys in there. And Fultz paid off and Claiborne paid off for sure. And then once you get Purify back, I think you might have a pretty decent lineup if those guys continue. And by the way, give Jackson Moore some credit. He had 2 hits yesterday in the DH spot. So good to see, man. Good to see for sure.
Agreed. Now, I'm trying to think. Was it McClatty that got hit in the face?
I did not see that.
I'll have to double-check. I'm pretty sure. But
Yeah. He came out, and Dillard came in. So is McClatty out now? I don't know. I'll have to do some research on that one. But I was listening to a lot of it yesterday, but then, man, we're out there fishing, man. I got my priorities in order. I got to watch my son catch this whale. Did you see the tweet I sent? Check that out during the next break.
I will. Okay,
that's at least a 40-pound bass. Anyway, McClatty was removed from the game yesterday, and Briggs Sullivan was a pitch runner, and then Jay Dillard went in and played second yesterday. So hopefully he's not out extended amount of time. But didn't realize he was hitting the face till you said that.
Yes, scary moment there, but hopefully we'll be able to get some sort of update on that or clarification on his status moving forward, because Aaron, he got Purify out from the not getting hit in the face, but a broken hand from being hit by a pitch. That would just be really, I mean, honestly, the continuation of the same luck that this team's been having all season. Bad luck.
Yeah, and then North Carolina coming to town this weekend. I'll tell you about Santa Clara, by the way, later in the show, about what they've done on the season. As we get ready for a 9 o'clock first pitch. Are you working baseball tonight? Tell me you're not working baseball.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll double check
9 that. O'clock tonight, man. That'd be a late night for you.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
But 9 o'clock Eastern time, and then they'll come back tomorrow morning here to the East Coast.
Yes. That brings us to, on Friday, President Trump signed an executive order that really on paper it's pretty cut and dry, but when I'm looking into it, it just brings me a lot more questions. And the main question that I have is this going to be enforced?
Well, there's no way to know that. So many executive orders are struck down through court systems, through appellate courts, and people trying to, if they disagree with the executive order, that they take it to court. Sometimes, I mean, what we found out so far is that all it takes is one judge and one system to do that and slow down the process. I would love to see the CSC, the College Sports Commission, whatever, and the Clearinghouse win their arbitration case against the Nebraska guys and put some teeth. Because most in sports want it. Almost everyone, almost every commissioner, almost every coach, almost everybody wants it. But that's one thing. Now, this is great news, in my opinion. But to your point, all it takes, and I don't know what in the world we're talking about, where the president, whether you agree with the president or not, or whether he's on your side or not. You know, when he's on your side, now he's the guy you voted for, the woman you voted for, you'd say, oh, yeah, man, I can't believe this court system did that. If not, you go, oh, what a great court system. To strike down executive orders, man, I'm not sure that, you know, a local judge or not even local, I'm not sure, some sort of circuit judge can knock that down. That seemed right to me. Anyway, this is what we needed. The main parts of it, and we could do more, oh, by the way, but the main parts of it is 5 years to play five, that's it. 5 years to play four, whatever. We're not going to year six. We're not going to year seven. John Calipari, who I'm starting to like now, and Jay Billis, who I'm not starting to like. Well, Jay Billis is a guy that, not just agree with him, is how pompous he is. Anyway, they got in a big thing Saturday before the Final Four, and Calipari made the point, for a 17-year-old to play against a 28-year-old, that's not what college basketball or college football should be. So that's for the first part. You got 5 years, and that's it. No more of the, I got a family member who's ill. No more of I've had two ACLs. No more of that. You got five. That's it. And the second part is that you got one transfer. And on your second transfer, you got to sit out a year. And those are two huge steps. How many times have we seen it, Will, that a guy make a tackle and they'll say, that's the former Purdue, former Southwest Louisiana, and former Mississippi State defensive end now playing at Penn State. Like, what? It's your fourth school in 5 years, or your fifth school in 5 years? Like, that's crazy. So we've got that back in order. One transfer, and the second time you got to sit out a year. If those two things can hold up, those are two massive parts to this and two gigantic leaps forward to getting some control of this thing once again. And if you noticed what everybody was saying about it, like all of the powers thanked him, and all of the powers out there, all the commissioners, all of the coaches, all the big-time people that are in it, yes, thank goodness, thank you, good job. So, but like you said, if it's struck down in the court, then this is nothing but a piece of paper.
Yeah, and leading up to this, you did get the statement that Trump was going to have something that would solve every single problem in the room, referring to the roundtable discussion. CSC, is that right?
Yes, CSC, yeah.
I was skeptical of that, but, you know, if this is enforceable and it is enforced, it solves pretty much all the problems on the table. Not 100%, because...
Not 100%.
And you're going to get more problems that come up in the future, but this is something we've been talking about would be a huge positive for a long time. And really, it's fair for athletes, and it's fair for schools. The only person it's not fair for is agents. And again, this is college athletics. It's not, you know, a part-time job of agents or a way for agents to make money. It's college sports. And that's who the focus should be on, the colleges and the athletes.
100%. Again, the bad news is that this is, you know, I'll say it shouldn't be terrible news. If a judge strikes it down, which I feel is almost surely going to happen, this is one of the major downfalls that can happen. The other one is that if the Nebraska football players win their lawsuit or their arbitration case that's coming up this summer, that's going to be a major step against everything. But now, if a judge doesn't set us down, obviously this works. If a judge decides with the CSC and the clearinghouse, then you're going to see major control once again of the sport. With all that said, if not, even if they lose, even if a judge does strike it down, even if they lose the arbitration case, at least there's steps being taken, and at least we're knowing what we could be working for and working with. I think the clearinghouse, the CSC clearinghouse stuff, is going to win. I just think that the because this is what almost everybody wants. Mm-hmm. And I mean, because you talk, like, one of the misconceptions here is that, like, well, the SEC and the Big Ten don't want these rules. No. The commissioners, Greg Sankey wants these rules in place. They want guidelines in place, and they want strict penalties in place. They don't want these to go on like it's going right now. And because they know this is not sustainable. You know, Calipari kept talking about that the other day in the roundtable. But this is not sustainable at all. And one thing I'll disagree with Jay Billis on, and Billis has been as pompous as he could be about this, not just because I disagree with him, but just how he presents it, but he talks about how, you know, all the money the coaches make and all that. Again, and he said, this is not amateur athletics. These are men, and if they got in trouble, they'd be tried as men. I'm like, no, Jay, we've lost the whole idea of what these things started out to be in this, and playing for an academic institution. And just because there's a lot of money in sports, well, guess what? They were still spending a lot of money on these players anyway through their dorm rooms and through all their perks that they're getting. But again, I go back to this. In the grand scheme of things, in college, you are not there. That is not your job. In college, you are preparing for the world and preparing for your career. And then once you get out of college, like every coach has gotten, once you get out of college, then you start your professional career. There's a lot of side jobs. A lot of guys that are delivering pizzas on the side, a lot of guys that are driving Ubers, a lot of guys doing things, and the girls are doing things to get by to create a little revenue for yourself while you're in college, and that's great. But that is only to you're getting there to prepare yourself for what you do in your profession. And to me, that's still the biggest difference. And these are academic institutions. These are not professional sports leagues. And that's why I just disagreed with Jay Billis up and down throughout all that. With that said, there are a few other aspects of it. We'll get the one hole that it has in it is that they'll withhold federal funds if they break the rules. So this is the enforcement part of it. Mm-hmm. But the private schools don't get the federal funds the way that the public schools get. So it might be less of a penalty for a Duke or a Vanderbilt or a Harvard compared to the penalties that a state institution would get. That's my guess on that one. I'll check and do some research on that as well. So it's a step in the right direction. If it is shot down by a judge, then I think we need to have Congress step in, provide the antitrust stuff, and then get collective bargaining somehow, some way. So at least this forces the hand of those that don't want it to take the next step, so then you'll know your next step. If that makes sense.
Understood.
So, yeah, a step in the right direction, and hopefully the final step, but I don't think that's going to be. I enjoyed segment two, buddy. We've got a lot to do. I want to hear from you. Our Adams Curve text line already open and already getting some great text in here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Same with our phone lines. I'd love to hear from you. Our Tiger Diagnostic phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Will's in the studio. I'm in the kitchen of my in-laws, but no 17-course meal yet through that. It was a great one. Oh, by the way, Will, yesterday, some Mexican sweet corn, some macaroni and cheese, some spare ribs, had some broccoli salad, some slaw, and just a great Easter meal, man. Fantastic Easter meal. So, look, you know, we got that for him in this kitchen as well. Short break. We'll come back. Much more to you right after this.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate, you get the dealer discount, you get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us, we're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
It's true. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing to everyone, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because both dealerships are having a spring clearance sale. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s and Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted too. Buy now and get zero payments for 90 days. Plus, 0% financing is available. So hurry to Lake Kiwi. They're between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Elkmont shoppers, winter weather is finally behind us, and it's time for spring and summer. Elkmont has all the brands you love, with new arrivals coming in daily. Enjoy your favorites from Costa, On Running, Patagonia, Z Supply, Holler Brothers, Birkenstock, Rainbows, and so many more. Tiger fans, thanks for your support for the last 30 years. We hope you'll continue to visit us in Clemson or at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkmontTradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
The strongest connections are made right here at home. Since 2020, Upcountry Fiber has been a neighbor you can count on, with the fastest, most reliable internet in the upstate and a local team ready to assist when you need us. Switch today for smoother streaming, seamless remote work, and as a thank you for joining us, enjoy a complimentary speed increase for 12 months. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year-of-internet to learn more. Terms and conditions apply.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Spring is here and grass is growing. Be ready with a Skag mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Skag mowers dealer in the Carolinas. See our selection of Skag commercial and residential mowers at one of our seven Landscaper Supply stores. Shop our Skag mower selection this spring or get service on your Skag mower. Landscaper Supply provides all your landscaping tools and equipment with seven locations across the upstate and online at landscapers-supply.com.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Beautiful Monday morning. Hope a lot of you are headed down to Augusta. Got one text that said headed down tomorrow, so that's great. Got great weather all week long and one of the best days of the year. National championship basketball tonight, Masters today. It's a great time of year. Great time of year for folks over at AllDry, myalldry.com. You know, one of my things I've done with our advertisers and our partners here is I pay a little more attention to Google reviews. At myalldry.com, check out what people are saying about them, because you know Google reviews are—they're an interesting deal. There, if I was not advertised, I wouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to them. And when I hear people talk about them, I go, you know, whatever. But when you get into the depth of them, and you start seeing the same verbiage, so here's some of the things you'll see across the board from the Google reviews: is rapid response. They were there. I called them. These are local. You'll see that, your local water and mold experts. So my local guys were there. They called me back immediately. They were there at my house within hours. They were there in our business within hours. They put this behind their expertise. They were fair. They communicated what the issue was. They made it clear to me and my choices that I was going to make. And then they put this thing to bed. They got it behind us. So you see it time and time again, the professionalism, their staff, how their people work with them, and just how it's a pleasurable deal in the face of something that's not too pleasurable. Let's face it, water damage and mold damage, that's not really something you want. But you put this thing to bed, put it behind you, but read those Google reviews and see what people are thinking about it and saying about it. It's our friends at myalldry.com, 864-863-1234, 864-863-1234. Tiger Diagnostic phone line, 654-ROAR. Looper is on hold. Hey, good morning, Looper. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I just got a little statement to make, then I'm going to ask you something. But, you know, the amateurs in college sports, basketball, whatever, you're an amateur. Like in baseball, you have to, if you sign a scholarship, you got to wait 3 years. You just can't be jumping around. Then you get in the draft. Now, it was, it's known that a scholarship, if you stay 3 years, it's worth $5 million. Meaning, if you didn't want to go to college, and you got to be 21 to go into the draft, then if you, you know, say, you know, like it, and the image and all that, I mean, your scholarship's worth $5 million because they advertise me, free medical, everything. I mean, everything. They said, you know, you had to. Now, who would have $3 million in their pocket, $3 to $5 million to invest themselves to wait 3 years to get drafted? So it's tough about, I heard you talk about this, what they're going to try to do about cutting some of this out. Until they can do away with giving away, spending $40, $60 million, I don't know if that's going to be in there. They're going to cut that out, too. Well, you just can't just buy players. Like, I saw a basketball player, I was looking in here on transfer. He's done been to four schools in 3 years. I ain't, you know, because it had on that, he'd be going to his fourth school in 3 years because he went into the portal. Now, our basketball, girl basketball team lost a player, which I thought they done signed their commitment, done signed their paper, and they let her out of it. I'm wondering what happened.
As soon as I saw the news on Saturday, I texted Kwok and Faxon, and they didn't know the details of it yet. I didn't like this at all. And, you know, to the point where if you're a fan – and Looper, by the way, man, I appreciate your phone call, man. Have a great day. If you are a fan, you can't even – because, man, I used to be so excited when I was watching following recruiting, and I did it for a living for so long, and then – as fan bases, see them get excited. Well, you know, you would be excited in the old days of, oh, well, we're in the top five and we're going to get a visit. And then the official visit went good. And then this player's committed to us. When you get all excited about it and you follow it. Well, now, if they're committed to you, so what? All they're doing is raising the bar for more money for somebody else. The bar's now set. The chance of them actually sticking with the commitment, who knows what comes out of that, you know, that commitment. Now, even if you sign – then, but even before you get there, you can be let out of it, start all over, so you can't get too excited about that like we all were with Trinity Jones. And then when they get here, you might get them for a semester or a year because they might transfer out unless this executive order holds up, and we'll see. Hopefully, you know, that does that. But it's like, at what point in time will you be able to be excited and stay excited about a player? I joked in the past that a Duke basketball player, when Christian Laettner signed with you, that means you had him for 4 years and your little son can wear a Christian Laettner jersey. Then all of a sudden you get Kyrie Irving, who played 17 games and one and done, or even, and not even one and done in the NBA, but like one and done on to Texas Christian, or then to Fresno State, then on to Oregon. Like, how can you get excited? It makes it – I've talked about this a million times here. It makes it difficult on a fan. If you can take away my joy at any point in time and not build up any equity – then how do you expect me to stay excited?
Yeah.
You think – I'm sorry, Will, go ahead.
I'm surprised that there's not terms in a commitment where you have to say, like, this – because it's not a commitment without actually having any penalty for not staying committed. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's – I mean, honestly, it's just kind of an RSVP that you can cancel penalty-free within 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with this one, but it does hurt the fan base of every school and every sport, that even if you, when you sign them, that doesn't mean they're coming. And even if they come, it might just be for 1 year. Like, that makes it hard. Can you imagine? I mean, look, people that start dating and get engaged for the most part, do get married. But what if it was like that? What if you're dating, Will? You're single now. What if you're dating and it's like, man, I'm so excited. And I'm thinking I'm going to ask her to marry me. And then I ask her to marry me. And she says yes. And he said, okay, well, let's start our wedding plans. You're making all your plans around it. And the same thing these schools are doing with it. Oh, we'll build our offense or defense around this person. And got these things going on. And, well, oh, no, well, now she's backed out. She's going to marry somebody else. And then she backed out of that. She's going to marry somebody else. And not even that if you get married, then, you know, you think, and I know divorce rate's high in this country, but you think you'll be married. For, at least you're going on a honeymoon, right? Some of these people they're getting divorced before the honeymoon. And then we're going to find out, oh, the honeymoon, we're just going to move into our new home. We go, oh, no, we're getting divorced. We get that. It's 1 year, 6 months in. You know, not even, man, I don't know. What can you not eat? Then who would be excited? If that's how it was, who would be excited about dating? Who would be excited about getting engaged? Who would be excited about having marriages, having weddings? Like, how can you be excited knowing that it's gone? It's right there in front of you, and then it's gone. So that's discouraging for sure. Delvin, hang on, if I can I get Hal in here? We'll look at Hal first, and then Delvin, I'm going to give Delvin enough time at the top of the hour. Hey, Hal, thanks for hanging on, man. It's good to see you Saturday. How you doing?
Fine. My eating habits are found to be different than what they were yesterday because I had to have a liquid diet today so I can get ready for my procedure tomorrow, you know, the thing that you had a few years ago. Of course, I cannot eat ice cream, but I'd have a, it's gonna be tomorrow, and I get to wonder. I've been wondering why you get bluebells that we could be just get Briars or Mayfield two for eight over there. I mean, bluebells expensive.
It is expensive now. I got caught in a conundrum on this one, okay, the other day. Because when I saw you, Hal, I was leaving to go straight down here to my in-laws. But I noticed that the bluebell was on sale, and I was in a hurry. I was late. I noticed that the bluebell was on sale at Ingles, and I was like, well, I want to get it, and it's on sale. But hopefully when I get back on Wednesday, it'll still be on sale. But I couldn't because it was going to melt. And I thought about getting a portable cooler and doing getting ice and all that, but I didn't do all that. No, Bluebell is the best. And, you know, look, there's no bad ice cream. I appreciate the phone call, Hal, man. Have a great day. There's no bad ice cream out there, man, for sure. You know, there's good ice cream, and there's great ice cream, and there's elite ice cream. There's no bad ice cream. Speaking of that, one quick thing here, Mr. Clanton. On our Adams & Co. roofing text line, a texter says that they're headed over to Augusta tomorrow with my wife, my son, and son-in-law. I've been blessed to go over a lot over the years. The best unknown secret, peach ice cream sandwich. It is good. It is very good. It is not elite ice cream. It's good ice cream, but it is good. And so if you're going to Augusta, get that. It's a good way to top it off, a good egg salad at lunch. So let's take a break. We'll come back. Delvin, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming back to you. Take all of your phone calls. Tiger Dynamics phone line 654-ROAR. Hour number two when you return after short top of the hour break.